It's the last weekend in June. Don't let it escape you without enjoying all the fun things we have going on this weekend. We're going to start with the carnival. Here's Michael Bright from the Ann Arbor Observer. He puts together all of the extensive listings each month of the events in the Ann Arbor Observer. You can visit annarborobserver.com and get more details on that. Hey, Michael, the carnival's always fun.
Carnival's always fun. Yeah. No, it's coming this weekend, all weekend long. Get your kids out of the house and get them running around up at Pioneer High School. It's got carnival games, rides. You can get $38 gets you wristbands for the kids to ride all day long. So maybe they'll enjoy that. But otherwise, it's a $10 minimum to enter, and then you can pay cash for the rides. Going again all weekend, 4 to 9 Thursday, Friday, noon to 9 Saturday, and noon to 8 on Sunday, again at the Pioneer High parking lot.
It's a wonderful fundraiser on behalf of the Ann Arbor JCs, and they turn around and use that money for so many great community events that they pour their heart into. They give back in many ways in our community, and it's a great organization to showcase leadership skills for these young people that are in the JCs, so I love that group. Let's go to the theater this weekend, too. What do you got?
Yeah, Fiddler on the Roof is going on out in at Dexter at the Encore Musical Theater Company. And that's going on pretty much all this month and most of July. So plenty of time to check it out. But it's, of course, a really good group putting it on. The Encore Musical Theater always does good productions. And Fiddler on the Roof is just one of those great musicals. Adaptation of Yiddish writer Shlomo Aleichem's book. So definitely worth a checking out. It's about a Jewish Ukrainian man in the pogrom before he gets, kicked out. So it's a really neat play. I seen it years ago, but I might have to go check this one out.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Chelsea because they're doing a cool thing.
I love this. This looks super cool. It's called the All-American Picnic and Time Capsule Opening. So they're going to be having kind of a picnic out there in Chelsea at the CDL Lawn and Reading Garden on Main Street there. But it's they'll be unearthing a time capsule that was buried by Chelsea residents in 1976.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so they'll have local families there who were part of that, who've been around since then. So a woman who was the Chelsea baby born closest to the date of the capsule's burial will be officiating the opening.
No,
yeah,
are you serious?
Yeah, which is super cool. And so she was given the key to opening it like back in 1976.
Oh,
and she's
going
to be opening it. And so there'll be various family records, souvenirs, voice recordings in there.
I can't tell you how much I love this.
I think that's super neat.
Yeah.
I just love that. And so, for a small community like that, there'll probably be a lot of people who are, have things they remember. There'll be some live music too, kids crafts. So I think 6:30 is when they'll do the opening, but I think the party's going on kind of all afternoon and into the evening there. So
check it out
downtown Chelsea on Friday night.
That takes a lot of coordination.
It does.
I mean, just to have the people and have it all planned out.
And what if she moved away?
Yeah, right. Couldn't find her. She has the key.
Yeah.
All right. There's a takeover somewhere in Ann Arbor this weekend.
It's,
what?
Yeah, the big play day Arb takeover. It's going on Saturday all day. It's open-ended, family-friendly activities led by various Mathai Botanical Garden and Arb staff. But they'll be doing art making, wonder walks, nature games, hands-on nature activities also by Leslie Science Center staff. There'll be drum circles, various nest-making activities, lots of stuff for kids. So, check it out all day on Saturday, especially if it's a nice day, 10 a.m. on.
All right. Well, look what's back.
You know I got to do it.
I know.
It's German Park.
Now, listen, if you're a townie, you know all about German Park. But there are plenty of people that are transients who have just come to Ann Arbor. They have no concept of what this is about.
I know.
And you tell them.
Well, it's an old-fashioned German dinner served in a big, I don't know, what is it? It's almost like a camp. It's a park. It's a spot that they've been doing this at since, the 20s or something.
Mm-hmm.
But the local German community started doing this back in the day, and it's just been a popular summer tradition. Last Saturday of the month, June, July, and August, goes 4 to 11 p.m. They won't let you in after 9, but the food's great, and it's cheap. There's good beer, and it's cheap. There's stuff for kids to do. How can you go wrong?
Oh, it's so much fun, and it's a place that you will see and be seen.
I know.
It's a great time. Anything else on your calendar?
We're just going to wrap up Top of the Park this weekend. So
great.
After this, we're into the serious time of summer. Now it feels like summer's really full on. Now the Top of the Park's done. But the lineup Sunday there last night, they always have a good lineup. But just to highlight a few, the Lady Sunshine and the X Band goes on at 7 p.m. And they play a really great gospel-flavored blues kind of band with great singing. And then George Bedard and the Kingpins wrap things up. He always wraps things up, but it's a great great local rockabilly blues honky-tonk band, basically. Mm-hmm. And George Bedard is a great guitarist.
Oh, he's fantastic.
He doesn't play as much anymore. So
I know, so it's kind of special when he comes out for these, right?
And then if you want to watch It's a Wonderful Life, I have to say, I'm not sure what Top of the Park's up to this year. There's like three Christmas movies going on.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. There's like It's a Wonderful Life, Elf, and then Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which is a Thanksgiving movie, and then Groundhog Day, which is out of season anyway, it seems like. But anyway, they're playing that. And tonight, Sunday, they'll also be doing various readings of the Declaration of Independence in celebration of the upcoming 250th anniversary, July 4th.
All right. So a sample of what's happening this weekend, more in the pages of the Ann Arbor Observer. Explain what the Ann Arbor Observer is all about.
We're all about connecting our readers with the community and bringing people together and sharing the different things that the community has to offer and showing people sides of Ann Arbor they might not know.
Yeah, if you've been wishing to know more about our town, you have to read the Ann Arbor Observer. It comes free in your mailbox every month if you're a homeowner in Ann Arbor. I think apartment dwellers also get it, right?
Should be.
And
any physical address should receive the publication.
And if not, you can find it on newsstands around town, the wonderful Ann Arbor Observer. Our thanks to Michael Bright. He is the calendar editor at the Ann Arbor Observer. And if people want to get their own events posted in there, how do they do that?
It's easy. Yeah, we have on the website, there's a public submission for events. If you go to the events drop-down menu and hit submit event, you'll be able to add the submission. We'll review it, add it to our online calendar if relevant, and put it in the magazine if it's in time.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Michael Bright with the Ann Arbor Observer on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.